Ramping up here for the fall sports season in 2023, and we're now getting a chance to talk some volleyball with Atlantic head coach Michelle Blake. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, as always, Chris. Excited for the fall.
Yeah, getting after it once again. I'm sure you've kind of had some things going on here and there with some girls throughout the year, doing their maybe their own work in the off season, and now you're starting to get after it. How do you feel like that preparation's gone so far?
It's really nice to just get our kids all together at once. You know, we had open gym 3 days a week this summer. So, you know, the girls are getting touches on the ball, lifting through the summer. We went over to Council Bluffs AL on Sundays for a league in June. So we were able to kind of get a few pieces here and there put together. And then we had the IGCA team camp last week in Johnston on Thursday, Friday. So, again, we're missing a couple pieces that we have now, but you know, it's nice to just kind of start to see things come together. And, you know, this first week of practice has been really good. Our kids have just come in with really, really good attitudes. And they're hungry. You know, they want to continue the success the program's had the last few years. And, you know, they're hungry and willing to do whatever it's going to take to get there.
Yeah, as you alluded to there, you've been elevating the program. Wins and losses have consistently gotten better for you. Had a fun season last year and all the way to a regional semifinal against a really good team that went on. And, you know, you had a good core group there, and of course that does mean you lose a lot of strong players from last year too. How do you feel like those others are now stepping into those roles?
Yeah, we you know, like I told the newspaper, and I touched on my parent meeting even this week, you know, with graduating 8 seniors last year, and really a majority of those 8 seniors played, you know, they took a substantial amount of the playing time the last 2 years, you know, not even just a year. So it's a real big, you know, reload for us. You know, and like I told Brian from the newspaper earlier this morning, I told him that, you know, we graduated a lot of volleyball knowledge. You know, that was a group of kids, they played a lot of volleyball in the off season, so they had a really high volleyball IQ. And this group hasn't necessarily played, they've played a lot of other sports, but not necessarily as much volleyball in the off season. So just the knowledge of the game is a little bit different, but we're going to be super, super athletic again, which is great, you know. And we can do, you know, you can't always teach a kid to be athletic. You know, I can teach them the ins and outs of the game, and those are things they can learn. And, you know, so that's something I'm really looking forward to, is taking a really athletic group of girls who, you know, like I said, like they're really hungry. You know, we've said multiple times that this first week that, you know, our kids are sponges. They're wanting to just learn so much more about the game and how the game is, you know, progressing and moving a lot faster at the varsity level versus the JV level. So, you know, that makes me excited as a coach. I know my two assistant coaches are also excited just for the potential of what this group of girls is going to get to by, you know, by October when we need them to peak. Mm-hmm. So it's just an exciting time.
Well, yeah, and so a lot of new faces, and that gives us a chance to kind of start to introduce some new players to folks that probably haven't maybe seen them out there before. Who are some of those players that you think are going to be leaders for you?
Yeah, so we have 4 seniors. I have 4 seniors this year. Michaela Atkinson, Abby Muller, Nicole Middens, Avery Knuth. They're going to kind of be that real core group. You know, they know the expectation. They know what needs to be done, and they're the ones that are going to kind of push everybody else to lead along the way, you know. So those 4 are going to play a big role for us as far as senior leaders and filling different roles on the court for us. And then we have 4 juniors that are really, really sticking out for us right now. Maddie Richter, she's going to do a lot of setting for us this year. So that's something we're really looking forward to, that big piece. But she also adds a lot for us offensively and defensively. So she's a really great utility player in that aspect. Morgan Bodis, she is another, you know, you don't hear utility player used in volleyball very often. It tends to be, you know, that baseball softball term. So, you know, she's a kid that, again, she gets really excited about the game and she wants to learn more and more about the game and is really going to fill several different roles for us. She's, you know, and she's another kid, she didn't even play volleyball till high school. You know, this is only her third year. This will be her third year playing volleyball. And we joke about how, you know, coming in as a freshman that summer, you know, she hadn't gotten the coordination down. She couldn't even get a serve over the net, you know, overhand. And, you know, she worked and worked and worked, and she put all this work in. And now she's one of our best servers. She's one of our most consistent. She rarely misses a serve. So, you know, that's something she's going to fill a big role for us. Peyton Harder's back out this year. She's gonna have a big year as a junior. You know, she's definitely a basketball you know, name mm-hmm. that you hear. She's had a lot of success in basketball, so we're hoping to kind of ride that, you know, get that started in volleyball, and then her kind of ride that success into basketball. So, and then last junior, kind of rounding out that top group is Jersey Phippen. You know, she played a lot of JV libero DS last year, had a really, really great summer. She put in a lot of work in the weight room, a lot of work just in the off season, and, you know, had a really great team camp last week. So we're looking to kind of have, you know, just she's going to have a big year. She's kind of that typical DS libero, you know, she gets really excited when great thing, you know, she has a great pass and then our hitters turn it into a kill. And she just gets really excited for her teammates. And she's just had a great attitude this summer, which is great to see from her, you know, and then we trickle in a few freshmen and sophomores in there. So,
yeah. Well, and I'm sure as you talk about some of these players and some of the things that they're going to be able to do for you in multiple fashions, that's probably, too, just part of the process. You know, when you're changing over from a lot of girls that had a lot of playing time on the floor and now these others are coming in, that's part of the learning process. Yeah. How are they going to fill in? What are they going to be best at? And you'll learn that along the way, I'm sure.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that because we've had a lot of conversations at team camp last week in these first couple days. It's going to be a real different look for us this year. You know, we only have Abby and Claire, you know, Claire Schroeder, that are coming back with any type of varsity experience whatsoever. And that wasn't even consistent varsity experience. Abby didn't start in the varsity lineup until like the 1st of October last year, you know, so she really only got a tournament, a game, and then our couple regional games in at the varsity level. Claire Schroeder, she filled in for Ava when Ava was gone at cross country or was out, not able to play. And so, you know, those girls didn't even get consistent playing time. So it's going to be a fully fresh lineup and things are going to look a lot different, you know, even for those two returning aren't going to be in that same position that they've been in the past. So we're asking a lot of our kids by getting into new positions and getting out of their comfort zone. And like I said earlier, they're hungry. They want to win. They want to see a lot of success. They really love playing the game. And so I'm really excited to kind of get all those pieces together here these next 2 weeks, you know, leading into Des Moines Roosevelt on the 24th.
You mentioned this is a really athletic group. I guess, what do you feel like could be some of the strengths for this team?
We move really well. Our girls right now, and it's only going to get better. Our girls are reading the ball really well right now and moving, you know, and that's part of the game of volleyball. And I know sometimes a lot of our kids are getting frustrated because we're not making a perfect pass. And I'm trying to get them to understand right now that, you know, it might not be the perfect pass, but we're reading it exactly perfectly. You know, we're just maybe getting there a half a step late. And so that stuff will come the more and more than we do it, the more that we play, the more we do it in practice. And so, you know, just the athleticism of how we're reacting to the ball, we're reacting really quickly. And so that's been our biggest thing, I think, as far as athleticism. And, you know, we're not necessarily going to be as big at the net, but we're going to be able to move really quickly across the net. You know, I talked about Peyton Harder earlier, Morgan Botis, same thing, you know, throwing JC Reed in there, you know, as a sophomore, you know, those guys are going to have to do a lot at the net, you know, and all three of them are super, super athletic. And then you throw the others in there who are right in that same boat. And so, you know, we may not be the tallest team like we have this past couple years, you know, obviously Peyton's huge. You know, she's like 8 feet tall and she's plays like she's 8 feet tall. You know, but we might not necessarily have the height, but we've got the athleticism going in. So I think we'll maybe catch some teams off guard with that.
Well, Coach, it should be a lot of fun to see your team grow here this year with, you know, a lot of new faces out there. And we look forward to catching up with you throughout the year, and we appreciate you kind of getting us introduced to the team.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year. You know, we're just really excited. We have our inter-squad scrimmages Thursday the 17th up at the high school. So it's kind of nice. It's a first look for not only our parents, but, you know, our fans community can kind of come out and see what we've been doing this past week and a half. And so, you know, that starts at 5 o'clock on that Thursday. So freshman JV play, and then our JV plays our varsity, you know, in that scrimmage. And then we go into to next Saturday, the 19th, with our, you know, our Iowa Girls Coaches Association clinic. And, you know, all the officials are there using that as their refresher. And, you know, we use that. And we have, I think, 16, 17 teams coming in, you know, for a few hours. And everybody's playing a whole lot of volleyball. And it's a lot of good volleyball. You know, it's we tend to keep it Southwest Iowa, you know, so people can come and watch Atlantic and Griswold, Exira, Elkhorn, you know, all of the teams that are kind of in this corner of the state. And, you know, it's, again, a great look for people to not only see other teams, but come and watch and see, you know, kind of that preview of what the season is going to look like. So we're really excited to kind of start prepping for that and really just start playing games.
All right. Some great opportunities for folks to come on out and check it out here early on. Coach, thanks a lot.
Yep. Thanks again, Chris. Looking forward to a great fall.
All right. That's Atlantic Volleyball Coach Michelle Blake.